You know, one of the claims of fame that I have is I was kicked out of a Christian rock band. You know,
Really?
Yeah,
That's
Apocalypse.
very unchristian.
I know. Kicked out of a Christian rock band. And so recently I thought, how can I top this? And I went to the School of Rock. And I'm going to try to join the School of Rock. And I didn't know that you had to sign all these contracts to do it, which is good because they want you to be on your best behavior. But I thought, oh man, I could break every one of these rules and I'd be the only guy that you know who's kicked out of a Christian rock band and the School of Rock. But they talked me into it because this next trimester, I missed the best trimester I could have been. It was the Rolling Stones trimester, but the next one's going to be Arena Rock. I'm all
in. Oh, really?
Yeah,
really?
Take my money. I'm in. Yeah, it's going to be great. School of Rock.
So what do you like, do a big concert at the end of the semester?
Yeah, you have a series of weeks where you have a one-on-one lesson with a guy and then or a girl, not to be sexist, and then you go and play with the band. And wow. And then at the end of that period, they interchange the adults and then you play a show. And I'm looking forward to it. I want to play some Poison. I'm feeling some Poison, maybe
Sticks?
Some Bon Jovi. Is that Arena Rock? I don't know.
I mean,
I guess it could be.
They played Texas Jam.
That's true. I was there at the Astrodome.
Yeah.
That's right.
That was
That's
a classic. Right. That was the classic Mr. Roboto booing. They started doing the Mr. Roboto boo.
I think they played, didn't they play with Journey? I think it was Journey and Styx at that Texas Jam.
Yeah, that was.
Big stuff
1983.
Yeah, and I missed both of them because my parents picked us up early.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not okay, but we saw Sammy Hagar, we saw Joan Jett. It was fun. It was a good Saturday.
So you're kind of like an Arena Rock tribute band. Is that what you say by the end of the semester?
By the end, I will be an Arena Rock tribute band.
I think you need to be. You need to go for McKiss. You just need to do the Kiss and dress up like Mayor McCheese. Literally, there's a band out there. They are fully outfitted in, yes, the McDonald's outfits with the Kiss face makeup, and they are called McKiss. And if you haven't seen it, YouTube it. It is quite a spectacle.
I want to be the Hamburglar. That's me.
They also have Little Kiss. That's the Little People Kiss band too. So they're doing pretty good on the tribute band. So.
they definitely have it. You know, well, interestingly, one of the bands that really sort of the tribute bands came and saved the fandom was Weezer. Weezer had a lot of tribute bands, and what happened is, they had their first album that came out there, but then Pinkerton came out, which was the second album,
right.
It was lambasted by the critics. Everyone's like, "Oh, forget it, you know, it's not very good." What's his name? Cuomo Phoenix. What's
Rivers,
the lead singer's
Rivers,
name?
Rivers Cuomo.
Rivers Cuomo. See, I got confused.
Rivers Phoenix.
Rivers Cuomo. He went into depression, and he went into depression, and the band stopped playing. They stopped
And that's why he started McKiss.
He started McKiss, exactly. But what happened is the album ended up picking up. Pinkerton ended up gaining popularity. It became one of the fans' favorites and all that. But there was no Weezer to play the song. So all of a sudden, throughout the nation, a bunch of tribute people start playing it because the actual band Weezer had never played Pinkerton live.
Oh, wow.
And so the tribute band sort of saved them and all that. So there you go. Useless knowledge, people.
My favorite tribute band is Fleetwood Macrame. Look it up on YouTube. That's all I'm going to say.
On that note, let's go ahead and start the show.
With the internet gone, info on the past is traded like currency. Three men are hired to go back through time to find out exactly what happened so the future can rebuild. This is the mission of the crispy coated robots, and it must succeed.
Hey, it's Jim.
It's Joseph.
And it's Jason.
We are the three kings of the crispy coated robots, and the show today is all about kings.
Kings.
King, or whatever king is. It's so vague from the home.
Only in America.
It just says king. So, I mean, we can put whatever you want. It could be anything. So
kings. That's kings.
There's no rules, just as long as it falls under the umbrella of Kings.
I got the
wait
list.
Wait a minute. Are you guys saying Kings or Kinks? I can't understand Kings. What you're saying.
You really got me, Jason. I don't know. I'm not really sure.
Is this going to be one of Jason's famous wrong lists?
Kinks? Yes, hopefully, yeah.
I hope not.
All right. So that's how vague it is, and that's how widespread this is going to be. I can feel it already. Joseph, mm-hmm. What is your number five Kings?
Well, to go ahead and reassure Jim in the vagueness of it, my number five is King Ding Dong. The Saturday morning cartoons would not be the same without their commercials, and it was Hostess that decided to create a character for their Ding Dong snack called King Ding Dong. Remember, he was sort of scampering around the commercials with Twinkie the Kid. So my number five is King Ding Dong.
Very nice. A Hostess creation. And I was always confused. They had the fruit pie guy was a magician. I never saw him on anything. He just was like a...
Yes.
Weird. Jason, what is your number five King or Kings?
My number five is going to be one of the Kings that you see in movies over and over and over again. I'm talking about King Kong. That's right, King Kong. And I'm specifically talking about 1976's King Kong, not because it has the World Trade Centers in it, not because it has a super hot Jessica Lange in it, but because it has a very bad guy in it named Charles Grodin. Yeah. He's the bad guy. You didn't see it coming. Charles Grodin.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's an oil baron type guy, right?
Yeah. He gets stepped on.
He's the guy that, they switched the film plot for oil because it's the '70s.
Right.
And, because of that, it makes it in because it's my number two.
It's my number three. It's a triple play for King Kong.
Oh my God.
Pretty good King.
And the one King. Tidbit about it too is this is the only movie they made like a animatronic King Kong, specifically used in the last scene when he comes to America. Mm-hmm. And he's all chained up and breaks out of it. That's an animatronic King Kong that they made kind of similar to what you'd see at Showbiz Pizza or, those places. That was a big deal too at the time. They obviously the real King Kong was played by a guy in a gorilla suit, which gives him the emotion, but the animatronic one, it breaks out of that whole thing and stomps on Charles Grodin shortly after. So
What's amazing, Jason, is that mine was specifically 1976. It wasn't
That's
the original.
Great.
Not the original, so it makes it in.
I saw this when I was a little kid. I saw it with my grandparents, and I couldn't believe they killed King Kong on the
side. I cried.
Oh yeah.
I was there.
And then of course you have the kids. We have our first nip slip as kids when King Kong gets a little frisky with Jessica Lange and does the whole. '76. I was 8. I was like, whoa, King Kong. And then he breathes. It's kind of a weird scene too. He bathes her. And then he breathes on her to and he's got this look on his face like he's about to do something like the burst, but which would be a definitely crazy scene. But for me, it's the entirety of King Kong, the 30s version.
Yeah,
what they did with it, Peter Jackson, what they're doing with it now, just the legacy of King Kong has got to be celebrated. So it does make it in.
Nice.
So
my very nice.
My number five was a surprise to me because I didn't think it, it was his first foray to TV. It is Sylvester Stallone as the Tulsa King, which the ended up getting involved in this, but gangster straight out of, New York going to Tulsa and running things there. Great relationship with, you never thought this would be a great deal. Sylvester Stallone and Martin Starr from, Freaks and Geeks.
Silicon Valley.
Valley. They made their scenes together. I just enjoy so much because it's such
I haven't seen this. I've been meaning to see this. It sounds good.
It's such a different because he's the local pot dealer and Stallone's running the town, just comes in and starts running the town. Terrence Winter is the showrunner for the first season. He's done plenty of great dramas. So this is a surprise to me. Season two is coming out. Sylvester Stallone, Tulsa King, is my number five King for our
good
list
one.
Today. So, four, Joseph.
I got to go with propane and propane accessories. I'm talking about Hank Hill from King of the Hill.
Nice.
This is Mike Judd's, Texas cartoon that lasted for 13 seasons. huge. And it I mean, everyone knows my judge from Beavis and Butthead, you know, and this is where Hank Hill, the character, was introduced and all that. But I think the realism of this cartoon show really influenced a lot of later stuff, including like South Park, and obviously Family Guy. A lot of this, a lot of the humor on it just sort of works, you know, and it has his son Bobby, his substitute teaching wife Peggy, who is the worst Spanish substitute teacher ever. She has that Texas accent.
Yeah.
You can say gracias, you know, everything's mispronounced. His Hound Dog, Ladybird, and all the characters, you know, to support it. But it's great. It's actually great. And what's wonderful, it also has a lot of guest stars in there. You know, Tom Petty was like one of the most used, you know, voices in the thing. But what's great is that it has, and this is why it's my number four, it has Alan Rickman, who plays in an episode, the King of the Renaissance Fair. So I'm bringing it all the way back to the King theme with my number four, which is nice. King of the Hill.
What city are they in? What city are they in?
Oh, for God.
Arlen, Texas. Yeah.
I always thought it was based on Humble. That had a little Humble.
That was actually Beavis and Butthead. Beavis and Butthead, he, for some reason, Mike Judd, in several interviews, whenever Beavis and Butthead was at the Zeitgeist, he was fascinated.
There it is.
Humble, Texas, where we were
as
from.
He should be. That's right.
You know, he just thought it was a crazy little town or whatever. So it was either, a lot of people said it was either Humble, Texas or Duncanville, Texas. Those were the two cities that always came up. So there you go.
I just love the fact, too, that he named a character Luann Platter after the Luby's yes. dish. And then great Brittany Murphy, RIP, did the whole.
She was so good in it.
Yeah. So there you go. There's Joseph's number four. On to yours, Jason. What you got?
My number four is, let me say the line, then you guys may well. Will no one rid me of this meddlesome priest? No? No one? King Henry II, Peter O'Toole from 1964's Beckett.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Beckett, an old classic.
We were in the play.
That's right. Yeah, Thomas Beckett, played by Richard Burton, is driving Peter O'Toole, the great Peter O'Toole, crazy. And he doesn't want to kill him himself, so he asks someone to take care of it for him in the most, you know, offhanded way. Will no one rid me of this meddlesome priest?
And, nice. I like it.
Gets taken care of Beckett.
Your whole, you were in the play, Beckett, too, so you have like a little bit of personal.
What were you, Jason? What did you play? What role were you in?
I cannot remember. I swear.
I played multiple parts. One was a villager where I got to call Debbie Way whore and Norman Trollope, which I was very excited about because I really got into those lines. Whore Norman Trollope. And we invited our local priest, Father Adam, to come see it. And he really enjoyed it, but he's like, did you really have to say those lines for that loud?
That's great.
I was like, absolutely.
That's great.
All right. Debbie
moved
to
Milwaukee. She moved to Milwaukee. I don't know if you know that. Yeah.
See.
Hey, Debbie. Hope you're doing fine.
There you go. All the WA fans out there, now you know. My number four was King Kong. So we're on to number three. Joseph, what's your number three?
Okay. Number three coming in is Anthony Michael Hall's former Ted in 16 Candles. This was from a line that our speech coach, Larry Ross, used to call Jason and I all the time, which is former Ted, if you can remember, in 16 Candles, was the king of the dipshits. and Larry Ross would call Jason and I all the time. He's like, look over there. Del Dye, king of the dipshits. Laugh so hard on that. So my number three is former Ted from 16 Candles.
Wow. Okay. A little editing there. But Jason, what is your number three?
My number three is the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley.
Wow. Oh, nice.
I don't need to say anything more. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That's right.
Just the whole legacy of Elvis.
That's all I have to say. Wow. Elvis Presley. Thank you.
Very there nice. I was standing there with a bear.
With a bear and no hair.
Dollar $80. We're talking real about
good story.
What movie was that, Jim? We watched all the time in college.
This is Elvis.
This is Elvis. God, yeah. He was.
And they have actually have that scene too when he's like cheating on Priscilla and talking about, you know.
Oh yeah, I had my. No, I can't say the line. Yeah. I shouldn't say it.
And then he looks up at the microphone. Like, Elvis, the microphone. He's like, "Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus."
So, like, just like a drug fueled, like, just yeah. Spewing
I'm
just
surprised
out
they left that in the movie. I'm surprised because it's produced by Elvis Presley Enterprises too. It's like that is just so like terrible. He's like cheating on Priscilla. He's talking about a girl had great head the night before, and yeah.
My favorite Elvis impersonation was Andy Kaufman's impersonation of Elvis on Saturday Night Live when he was with the teenage girls. Oh my God. Yeah.
All right. My number three is Whopper, 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 Junior, Double, Triple, Whopper, Flame Grilled Taste with Perfect Toppers. Have it your way at BK. Have it your way. You rule. So there you go.
Nice.
Burger King is number
very
three.
Well done.
thank you. Because their burgers are great and everything. My kids hate Burger King. They don't have tried. They hate Arby's.
What?
They hate so many things they haven't tried.
No, because... I mean, let's face it. Their fries suck. Okay. But the burgers are great.
But no, the onion rings. I don't even like onions.
Oh,
but the onion rings.
You're right, Jim.
Are like, there's no. Like real onion in there, just onion flavor, and they give you this onion zesty sauce, and it's great. So like I said, the family, if they're gone, I can have Burger King, I can have Arby's, Luby's. There's been certain restaurants that have been banished from them. They were trying.
I can't Luby's.
Remember. Yeah. I can't remember the meatless burger they have at Burger King.
Impossible. You know the name of it? Impossible.
It's fantastic. It's fantastic. Yeah. It's fantastic. It's the best meatless burger I've ever had. I've had more than one. It's great.
All right, there you go. Burger King at number three. Nice. And it really was the first big competition for McDonald's before Wendy's jumped in the game. Mm-hmm. Joseph, what's your number two?
I'm still going with King Kong, 1976.
Jason, what's your number two?
Three Kings. A great movie.
It is.
In 1999, Ice Cube, Spike Jonze, George Clooney. And it's got so many iconic, awesome moments in it. But my favorite is the long running argument they have in the movie about whether Lexus or Infiniti makes a convertible. That's the funniest running joke through the whole movie. And it's Infiniti, but is the one that makes the convertible. But you guys, of course, you've seen Three Kings.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Right. That's
Spike
it.
Spike Jonze is incredible in it. He's great. That's one of my all time favorites. Yeah.
Most realistic actor, because we all knew someone like that. I mean, right. Clooney and Ice Cube, but just the kind of the doofus guy that you
don't say know. That. Don't tell people that. Say that. He's great.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah. Three Kings.
My number two, very specific king. It was King Louis of France, only, of course, in History of the World Part One, as played by Mel Brooks. It's good to be the king. Who's advised by his two advisors, Count de Monet. Count the money and
the piss boy and the piss boy.
I love when that Bernays makes fun of Harvey Korman. Don't get saucy with me, Bernays. But yes, that Jason, that is the big plot point where King Louis is looks like the piss boy, and he says, "You look like a bucket of shit." No, I do look like the piss boy. So, and they do the big switcheroo, and you're getting this whole lead up of him. It's good to be the king, kissing women's breasts, and you know, doing his chess game with the gangbang and everything. And then you have the piss boy, who's very kind of like, oh my God, because he's like, ravish me, king. He's like, I just ate.
So let's go see. Why don't we tour around, look for a bunch of nude statues?
You look at some art, you know, kind of get in the mood. But there you go. One. It's good to be the king. And big trivia fact, I have the actual album I bought in a pawn shop. There's a 12-inch single of a rap, the History of the World, Good to Be the King rap from Mel Brooks. And I have that actual hanging up in my office as a, you know, I don't think anybody has that anymore. So
can you do the whole rap? Do you know all the words? Can you?
No, I just know that it stopped and it's good to be the king. It was a time when the 80s did those raps, like Rap and Rodney was one of my favorites, you know, And then, you know, he did a rap for the movie that came after this, To Be or Not to Be, too, which was Hitler's rap, which I thought was pretty good, too. So there you go. So I grabbed the booze and I grabbed the beer and I said, let's get out of here. So that is my number two, King Louis of France, only in History of the World, part one. On now to number one kings. Joseph, who you got?
I know it
Jesus.
Is. Really?
Drop the mic. King of kings. Vote against that, Jim Kovacic. Vote against that.
I can't vote against that. Well, now, wait a minute. When you say Jesus, you're talking about Jesus as a whole or King of Kings with Jeffrey Hunter as Jesus.
I thought he was the Prince of Peace. I'm just saying.
First epistles to Timothy, 6:15.
Wait, who are the Revelations? Epistles? Who are the epistles? You said first epistles. Great.
Sorry.
They're lower than the apostles. They're the epistles.
They're the epistles. That's right. First apostles to Timothy, 6:15. Make fun of it, Jim. It's on a Sunday. I dare you. King of all kings. There you go.
I can't. Yeah, it's a tough one.
You can be the Prince of Peace and the King of all kings. This makes no sense.
Jason, Jackie Mason with it. Are you coming? Are you going to say God? Are you going to say God now, or what's going on here?
No, my number one is. Oh, is it time? Can I do my number one?
Yeah.
Is King Jaffe Joffer from Coming to America? James Earl Jones, the King of Zamunda. Wow. I thought this was going to be yours, Joseph.
I thought you said King Joffrey. I was thinking Game of Thrones for a second. I was like, wow, she's your favorite, but that's a great one.
Yeah, King of Zamunda. Where is my son? Fantastic.
Also the Lion King too, you know, voice wise, you know, James.
That's true. He's played more than one king.
Yes.
Mufasa. Yes.
Darth Vader, King of Space too.
Yes. The King of Space.
Make it work. Wow. After you're both amazing first picks, I feel kind of lowered here in this, my number one.
What
he
was
king from 1998 to 2007. Total of 9 seasons and 207 episodes. I'm talking about Kevin James as Doug Heffernan in the King.
Oh, of yeah. I'm changing it. That's my number one.
It's
because I needed to get in. It's fantastic.
It's King a comfort Queens. Show. It's on all the time. You can just turn it on and just kind of have it be mindless. This is why I think his other sitcoms didn't work. I think this one works so well that seeing him with another woman or with a race crew or whatever he's trying to do after this, it doesn't work. It's kind of like a updated version of the Honeymooners. You have the guy who probably shouldn't be with the hot girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they made fun of it. What was it? Kevin can go F himself. Yeah, it was because of that.
Yeah. So I mean, it spawned a lot of things, and you know, I guess Kevin James has some movie roles too. People remember for, but he'll always remember for the King of Queens. And of course, it's kind of the last big work of Jerry Stiller to kind of play in a more almost the same role as he did on Seinfeld, but just a little bit different. But I still enjoyed it. You know, the first one I saw, I was like, oh man, he's just ripping off his Seinfeld role. But there was a little bit more dimensions to him, so I did like that whole thing.
What's his name? What's his name on the show? What's Kevin James's?
He is Doug Heffernan.
I remember he has a song he wrote on the guitar when he was trying to learn the guitar. Do you know the song? Doug and Carrie, Doug and Carrie, Doug and Carrie, Arthur, Doug and Carrie. That's the song.
I just remember the famous scene where what's his name? Jerry Stiller's like, hey, let's order from that new pizza place called Domino's. And he just starts dialing. He's like, wait a minute, you mean Domino's? Yeah, that's the one.
It's a great show.
It's like epistles.
Yeah, it's like epistles. Got a pistle on you. Wow, awesome. So there we go. So our list is completely done. I guess we have to put Jesus and King Kong in there just because.
and King of Queens, because I'm dethroning King Jaffrey Joffer.
Oh, really?
And I'm switching to Doug Heffernan. That's
so
right.
So we have three, King of Queens, and then Jason and I agree we can't go against Jesus because the podcast will be jinxed from here on out. So
whatever.
Okay, so what we have left on the list is King Ding Dong, Hank Hill, King of the Hill, Farmer Ted from 16 Candles, King of the Dipshits. We have Beckett, Elvis Presley, the Three Kings. I'm going to still put it in there because we need to think about it. A King of Zamunda from Coming to America, the Tesla King, the Tulsa King, sorry, Sylvester Stallone.
Tesla King is Elon Musk.
So. Exactly.
Totally different king.
Burger King and King Louis from the France, who says it's always good to be the king in History of the World Part 1.
So I think King Louis of France, because it's good to be the king.
Yeah, that was, such a catchphrase. You know, it's good to be the king. You know, and that was such a catchphrase. I would agree with that.
So that would give us four? It'd be like
that gives us four, so we just need one more to finish.
I think given the greatness of the kings, I think the king of the needs to balance this out.
Yeah, your list, Joseph, goes from
Jesus to the king of dips.
It goes from King Ding Dong to the king to Jesus. I'm like, God, talk about a journey.
I'm telling you, we have everything in this. Okay, are we putting it in?
The Anthony Michael Farmer Hall, Ted? Yeah, we can go ahead.
Okay,
and Ted.
So there we go. We're going to go with Farmer Ted.
Not really a farmer.
Yeah, not really a farmer. Exactly. You know, his name listed in the movie is Anthony and Michael's character is named Geek.
That's too bad. That's a disappointment. Yeah.
So we have the Geek or Farmer Ted. We have King Kong 1976, three-way tie, folks. We all agree that made an impression on us. We have King Louis the France. Oh, it's good to be the king always on there. Kevin James,
King of Queens,
and we have Jesus. So there you go. That is, I'm telling right now.
You're pulling the Seal Kabacha card, my mom card, and putting Jesus in there. But you know,
we have lists, Jim. We've had lists on this show. I don't think we've had a list like this ever.
King. There is no podcast that can match this list. That's all I'm going to say. Right.
It's going to be
try. This is the king of podcasts.
Yes, it is. All right. So there we go. Where to go here at the end? I don't know. We'll just go ahead and say it. Remember, there's always tomorrow.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
It's good to be this podcast.
Yes, it's good to be this podcast. Or is there? It's good to be the king.